From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The president of Greece is holding a crisis meeting today to try and form an emergency government. The leaders of the three main political parties have all failed to negotiate a coalition since last Sunday's inconclusive election. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports from Athens there are still deep divisions over the bailout plan for Greece.
Can Greece's president succeed where three party leaders have failed? It looks unlikely, as there appears to be little appetite from the politicians for compromise over the divisive issue of Greece's bailout and the cost-cutting it entails. The parties supporting the loan agreement have so far been unable to reach a consensus with the anti-bailout bloc. But the president will try one last time, holding talks today with all parties that gained enough seats in last week's election to enter parliament. If he too is unable to form a government, Greece will be plunged into fresh elections.
The BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. More than 3 years after the financial industry almost collapsed, the largest bank in the United States managed to lose $2 billion trying to manage financial risk. NPR's Jim Hawk says one bank analyst thinks there may be more bad news from JPMorgan Chase.
Nancy Bush of NAB Research says the buck stops at the desk of Chase CEO Jamie Dimon.
Jamie knows that, you know, he's screwed up here, frankly. I don't know any other way to put it.
And Bush says there's concern on Wall Street that the other shoe has yet to drop in the hedging strategy that backfired.
There is a huge feeling right now, I think, on the part of a lot of people that we just haven't heard all the details of this.
The bank analyst says Chase CEO Jamie Dimon needs to disclose exactly what led to the speculation that cost the bank $2 billion and where he fit into this whole thing. Dimon has been one of the banking industry leaders who continues to oppose proposed federal regulations like the so-called Volcker Rule that might have prevented the problems at J.P. Morgan. Jim Hawk, NPR News.
The violence in Syria spilled over into Lebanon this weekend. Fighting erupted overnight in the Lebanese city of Tripoli between Sunni Muslims and members of the Alawite minority loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. At least two people are reported dead. Government forces backed by armored vehicles are reported to have overrun a village west of the Syrian city of Hama. And activists say at least five people were killed. They say the village was a flashpoint for demonstrations against President Assad. Bass player and songwriter Donald Duck Dunn played himself in the 1980 hit movie The Blues Brothers. And performed on recordings with top musicians such as Eric Clapton and Neil Young, receiving a Lifetime Grammy Award in 2007 for his work with Booker T and the MGs. Dunn died early today in Tokyo. He was 70 years old. He was in Japan for a series of concerts. This is NPR News. A former Taliban official turned top member of Afghanistan's Peace Council has been shot dead. Authorities say he was killed in Kabul while on his way to work today. A Taliban spokesman denies involvement. The U.S. Embassy calls the killing a tragedy. It's being seen as another blow to efforts to negotiate a political resolution to the fighting in Afghanistan. Last year, the head of the council was assassinated. Miami Heat forward LeBron James has won the Most Valuable Player Award for the NBA's 2011 season. But NPR's Allison Keyes reports he has a bigger goal in mind.
James is the first player since Michael Jordan to win the award at least three times. And his voice was husky with emotion as he talked about how when he was little, he never dreamed of winning the NBA's biggest individual award.
It's overwhelming. It's something that I never thought that would happen.
James says the support of his team and family made this possible, but make no mistake.
It's not the award I want, ultimately. I want that championship, and that's all that matters to me. Thank you.
This is the third time in four seasons James has won the award. He'll receive the trophy today before Miami takes on Indiana in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinal series. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
In Southern California, officials say they do not suspect foul play and the disappearance of an FBI agent. They do say, however, that Special Agent Stephen Ivins could be suicidal. Officers from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies are concentrating their search for Ivins on a rugged area east of Burbank. Ivins is not believed to be a danger to others. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.